Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. In this video, I'm talking about the Kursk school attack, which occurred just 3 days ago, if you haven't got that right. So four people were killed in this strike on a boarding school in Kursk region of Russia. Of course, it's been under Ukrainian military control for some months now. So scores were injured, and they may yet die of their injuries. I mean, it's likely that at least a few of them are not going to make it, unfortunately. It's close to Sudzha. Remember, in August last year, the Ukrainians crossed the border into the Russian Federation and gave Russia a taste of their own medicine. If you're going to occupy our territory, we'll occupy yours. So the school wasn't really being used as a school, but as a shelter for civilians. Now, Ukraine claims that the Russians purposefully used an aerial bomb to attack it. And obviously Moscow is saying that the Ukrainians did it. Now, would Russia deliberately kill its own civilians? Well, we know that it most certainly would, and has done so by the millions down the centuries, and not just a long time ago, in the time of Stalin, much more recently, in 1999, when Putin was prime minister, not president, several hundred Russian civilians murdered in various cities such as Voronezh, by bombs set off in the middle of the night in apartment block buildings by the Russian Federal Security Service. And the purpose of murdering hundreds of civilians was to provoke a new war against Chechnya. Chechnya is a nation by almost any definition, not recognized as a sovereign state, which seceded from Russia in 1994, fought in 1996, ceasefire. Putin came as prime minister. He wanted to end that ceasefire. He wanted to create casus belli to renew the conflict, even though peace was working. So that's, he did that. I mean, it all came out in the wash. Back then, Russia still had a free media. And I've seen various chat shows where Russians have given chapter and verse that this was done by the FSB, and the FSB left their fingerprints all over it. You can read Blowing Up Russia by Litvinenko, many numerous other sources giving proof positive of this happening. And obviously, Putin has murdered his own citizens at home and abroad. And some of it might even be lawful under Russian law. Because in 2006, a law was passed by the Russian parliament to say that the Russian security service has the right to kill extremists anywhere in the world, of any nationality, Russian or not. So they're simply dubbed extremists by the Russian state that can be killed. Don't have to be accused of being a terrorist or proved to have done anything wrong or harmed anybody in any way. If you simply call them extremists, ooh, you could kill the entire population of the world. So why would they do it in their own country? Not that they would regard most of these pensioners in Kursk region as extremists, but really a false flag operation to pin it on Ukraine, just as they did blaming Chechens for doing that. Of course, Chechens are also Russian citizens, though most of them don't want to be, and several thousand of their civilians were murdered by the Russian military. And I do use that word advisedly, murdered, because, you know, I realize in an armed conflict, of course, combatants are going to kill each other. That's not murder. Or inevitably, civilians will accidentally be killed, collateral damage and so forth. But I don't mean that. I don't mean accidental. I don't mean it's incidental to attacking a legitimate military target. I mean doing this purposefully, knowing they are civilians, knowing there is no military target around, and killing them anyway out of sheer racism, malice, desire to terrorize the civilian population. And that is absolutely standard procedure for the Russian armed forces. I know no military is blameless, but the Russian military's record is egregiously horrific. So obviously the Russian army has treated its own soldiers with such brutality. Often they're so zombified that they can just become these serial killing automatons. So these civilians supposed to evacuate, and there they killed about 84 people wounded. But we may never get to the bottom of it. Now, there is obviously a small chance that Ukraine did this on purpose or accidentally. But why would they do that on purpose? How does it benefit them in any way? We know that they have very, very rarely done this kind of thing, that Russia would use it against them. And Russia's whole pretext for the war is they're trying to prevent genocide, which is a total lie, of the Russophone population of eastern and southern Ukraine. And these people were very, very safe until the Russian army came in there, all guns blazing. And I've met some of these Ukrainians who are native speakers of Russian who say, no, we weren't in danger. We had to flee for our lives in the Russian army, the people supposedly coming to save us. So creating the problem which Putin then claims to be trying to solve. Now, it could be just cock-up rather than conspiracy, just a mistake, just trying to hit some military objective, but it misses by a kilometre or two because Russia's largely run out of smart bombs and missiles, so it's using rather old technology. It's quite inaccurate. So it could have been just that, or the Ukrainians trying to fire at something. But the thing is, it's several kilometres inside Ukrainian-controlled territory, so it was difficult to see what they'd be trying to fire at. I am not so naive as to think that no Ukrainian in this war has ever done the slightest thing wrong, okay? Hate blinds people. Of course, people would be enraged when they saw the mounds of civilian corpses in some of the illegally occupied cities like Bakhmut, when they saw the signs of torture, when they know their prisoners of war have been murdered, when they know just how many countless atrocities Russia's committed, purposefully targeting schools, clinics, hospitals, and so on, kidnapping 20,000 children. It made people's blood boil and they would see red and they would do wrong. Okay, and I know that, of course, they shouldn't do that, but myself in their position, it might bring out the worst in me saying, I don't care about the Geneva Convention. People will be lusting for vengeance. And all right, you know, they're Russian civilians who are victims too occasionally. But it's all laid at the door of Vladimirovich Putin. He is the one who chose to start this. It is a war of choice. It was unprovoked act of illegal aggression. He is the one whose criminality is absolutely crystal clear. We may never get to the bottom of it. It's like William Howard Russell said, the first casualty of war is truth. And Zelensky, he also made the comparison explicit, saying, well, this is exactly Russia's modus operandi, what they used in Chechnya to disseminate a lively terror amongst the civilian populace, hoping that they would plead for peace. And it also underscores actually that Ukraine is still controlling a bit of Kursk region. Now, it's only like 0.003% of Russian sovereign soil because they've got over 17 million square kilometers. But what a humiliation for Putin. The first time Russia has lost any of its territory to another country for 80 years. The guy's going to make Russia stronger has managed to lose territory. Admittedly, he's managing to illegally occupy something like 20% of Ukraine's territory, but at the cost of being unable to defend his own and unable to push them out after all these months, he's not prioritized it. So he's actually enfeebled Russia and Ukraine. Nobody else was even trying to do so. So it's a real loss of face for him. But he's thinking he could ignore that, push on in other areas. They finally took Pokrovsk after about a year and tens of thousands of casualties. The Ukrainians were killing way back in September. They inflicted something like 15,000 casualties, which is almost certainly a major exaggeration. I mean, it's probably over 20,000 casualties now, but not right way back at that time. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecalan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.